The official visit to Australia and New Zealand is the Chinese foreign minister's first trip following the Lunar New Year. Ran Zongzhe, vice president of China Institute of International Studies, says Wang Yi's trip is expected to expand cooperation, especially in the trade sector.
In my opinion, economic and trade cooperation tops the agenda for Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's official visit to Australia and New Zealand. Second to that agenda will be diplomatic and strategic dialogue. When speaking of economic and trade cooperation, I think China and Australia have made much progress in recent years, especially after the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. The FTA has greatly enhanced the bilateral and economic relations since it took effect.
During the visit, Wang will co-host the fourth round of China-Australia diplomatic and strategic dialogue, with the U.S. withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Australia is among the countries that have expressed interest in an alternative trade deal. Ran Zongzhe says at this moment, China is very important to Australia.
The relationship between China and Australia has not been perfectly smooth in the past few years. Especially we have noticed that Australia has made some irresponsible comments on the South China Sea issue. But in general, bilateral ties are on an uptrend because Australia shares close economic ties with China. One third of its import and export are related to China. With global commodities prices falling and Australian income declining, the cooperation with China seems more important nowadays.
Bilateral relations as well as regional and global issues are also on the agenda when Wang meeting with Bishop in Canberra. Ran believes the visit will help cement political trust and expand cooperation between the two countries. Later, the visit will take Foreign Minister Wang Yi to New Zealand for meetings with his counterpart, Murray McCully. Ran says a free trade agreement with New Zealand is on the table.
For New Zealand, I think one of the most important tasks is to negotiate a free trade agreement. I think the move is of great importance. It could be of great significance to boost economic ties and political ties.
This year marks the 45th anniversary of China's diplomatic ties with Australia and New Zealand. For CRI, I'm Min Rui.